From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In India's financial capital, Mumbai, more than 150 people were killed today in a series of bomb attacks on the city's commuter rail system. Hundreds more were injured. At least seven bombs went off in the span of about 15 minutes during the evening rush hour in Mumbai, which was formerly known as Bombay. Kozum Merchant is there covering the story for the Financial Times.
There was some panic as people began to see the pictures on television. Many stayed at work. People are staying at work overnight instead of traveling out because they don't have cars or because they feared that the roads would be congested with public transport. The areas around hospitals are deeply congested. Bodies are arriving. So it is a picture of quite horrible and bloody devastation.
The Prime Minister, Manmohan Singh, has called this the work of terrorists. Has there been any group that's claimed responsibility yet?
No group has claimed responsibility, but at this stage, the police have said that the explosives were complex, sophisticated devices which needed planning and some skill to execute.
Well, given what the authorities are saying about the complexity of the timing and what they know about the devices, does that point them in a direction?
It does point in the direction of the kind of terrorist groups that have a presence in Kashmir, where separatist groups have been trying to claim that territory away from India. That theory gains some credibility from the police who earlier this month in Maharashtra, which is the state in which Mumbai is located, made a very significant discovery of arms and ammunition in some regional cities in the state.
What about Islamic extremist groups elsewhere in the country? Could they be responsible?
2 years ago, when there was a similarly devastating bomb in Mumbai, killing more than 50 people, police arrested people that they had said had been trained in Dubai by Islamist groups. So there is a history of some sort of activity in this state and certainly in this city by groups that the police believe have links to Islamic groups.
And why would Mumbai be a tempting target for these groups?
Mumbai is a very significant target because, one, it's a very visible target, and if Mumbai is hurt, India is seen to be hurt. Mumbai is the financial capital. It's the home to the country's largest businesses. And in a resurgent Indian economy, that profile takes even greater resonance.
What have you been able to find out today about the effort to get people to the hospital and to figure out exactly what happened at the scene?
Well, this city's emergency services are always challenged by natural and terrorist calamities here. Only last week, the heavy downpours or monsoon rains illustrated that fact. A year ago, the city was under 10 to 11 feet of water because the authorities could not provide emergency services. And tonight, the hospitals are under immense pressure to treat hundreds of people. Estimated 430 people have been taken to hospital for a variety of injuries. But I guess another image of that is that hundreds of people have been surrounding railway stations offering some sort of improvised help with food, water, and some sort of support for those people injured in tonight's tragedy.
Mr. Merchant, thanks very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
That's Financial Times correspondent Kozum Merchant speaking with us from the Indian city of Mumbai.